On the KSRO live line with us this morning is former U.S. Attorney for Northern California and currently at Brown, George, and Ross firm. Joe Russinello is with us. Joe, good to have you back.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to talk to you again.
It is a pleasure. President Trump taking to Twitter again this morning and blasting, quote, little Adam Schiff, desperate to run for higher office, one of the biggest liars and leakers in Washington, unquote. Joe, I'm having a tough time figuring out what party's happy about this memo, what party's unhappy about it, and who's to blame.
Well, I don't know that anybody should be happy about what's in the memo. In terms of whether it should have been disclosed or not, I think that part of the political game is just unfortunately wound up in the stridency and the fracturing that exists in Washington. But I think the more important thing is to look at the heart of what is in the memo and see what that tells us about a process which is usually, you know, a clandestine, under wraps, the dark side of investigations, the things that the American people don't ever see usually, and that even the courts rarely see, because the applications for things are usually protected from disclosure, and it's the information that's derived that really usually winds up in court. It's troubling, I think, as a former FBI agent. I can tell you, I think a lot of the agents in the field are probably of two minds on this. One, they're afraid of what impact, what fallout there might be on the agent, the street agent population, which would be unfortunate if there's any, because those people are really hardworking, dedicated people, and
right.
they deserve better. But also, I think what effect it's going to have on the process of the FISA court, and that's something that really not the political parties so much as the court itself will have the final word on. Those judges of the FISA court are handpicked. They are usually very experienced. Many of them former prosecutors. They would be very upset, I'm sure, if it was finally determined that they had been snookered or lied to, or that critical material information had been held back from them. And while they're very reticent to speak publicly on it, it usually manifests itself, their reaction manifests itself in new policies and procedures that they institute to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Joe, you mentioned this. You're the perfect person to ask this because you're a former special agent with the FBI. You're an assistant attorney general. I mean, does your politics come into play if you work at the FBI? Do you talk about whether you're a Republican or Democrat? And because it seems as if this Nunes memo, all it points out is that they're playing partisan politics. Does that happen in the FBI specifically?
Well, you know, that's a good question and an interesting issue, because it's not an easy one to answer. I would say that my experience with the FBI as an agent goes back to the Hoover days. And so I was there in 66 and 67. So it's maybe a different world than exists now in many respects. But I can say this, it was pretty clear in those days even, that people had a point of view. They had they weren't automatons.
Sure.
But that never, to my experience, ever made its way into the investigation of a case. I think that's probably true now. I think you have to differentiate, though, and I think they've been trying to make this case, but the other people have been trying to cloud it, that there's a big difference between those who sort of make it to the, the sort of inner sanctum of management at the FBI in Washington, and what it took for them to get there, and how political, quote unquote, it was for them to achieve that plateau, versus the street agents, many of whom would never want to take the administrative steps because they had a feeling that it would be a frustration of what they wanted to do as an agent, which was to investigate, and bring cases for prosecution. But layered into that as well is the whole differentiation in the Department of Justice and in the FBI between those who do counterintelligence and those who do criminal investigation. I mean, many in my experience, and we've had espionage cases back in the 80s that I prosecuted as U.S. attorney, my office prosecuted. It was remarkable how the agents who worked counterintelligence had never been in court. They had never had to testify. They were never subjected to the challenge of cross-examination and so on. And I wouldn't say that it made them more cavalier, but let's say they were more relaxed in their approach to the building of cases than street agents who were often, in the dock, being examined, challenged, and just about everything that they did, whose reports were scrutinized to the fine tuning.
Joe, will this memo be released to the public? And if so, how redacted will it be?
Well, the memo has been. I mean, I saw it on Yahoo. Yahoo had it posted.
How redacted is it? I should have said, yeah.
Well, yeah. Now the underlying information and so on. I think that's where a balance has to be struck here between the public's right to know and the intelligence community's obligation to protect us and to use legitimate devices in order to carry out that mission. How that all plays out here, remains to be seen. You remember a few weeks ago, Dianne Feinstein released the testimony of the head of Fusion GPS, and there was great consternation. She hadn't run it by the committee, and why did you do this? And she apologized and so on, but it was out. And it probably had the effect of cluing in future witnesses to, where the safe territories were and so on. And those things happen. I suspect that the Dems are going to put out their memo, which will try to, quote, clarify, close quote,
right,
any confusion that there is in this memo. The FBI may well have a response or something that they put out, which in many respects has to be scrutinized and taken with a grain of salt, because in many respects, if the agents did something wrong here, if there was a commingling of politicization with investigation, then there's something to be explained. And that may be a cover your behind kind of memo. So that
yeah, I've heard that happen sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, it does. And in every organization, not just in law enforcement.
Well, Joe, listen. Thanks for your time this morning. Okay. Thanks for helping us clarify it. And the story ain't over yet. So we look forward to talking to you again in the near future. Thanks for being here, Joe.
Okay. Bye bye.